Welcome to Podcast Ed, the podcast of reimaginedonline.org, covering the stories in the new world of public education. On this episode, Reimagined senior writer Lisa Bowie talks with Megan Luton, a speech therapist for Duval County Schools and a mom of three from Jacksonville, whose oldest daughter Ellie attends kindergarten on a family empowerment scholarship, thanks to the recent eligibility expansion by the Florida legislature. Hear Megan's education choice story on this episode of Podcast Ed. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the episode.
Hello. Today I have with me Megan Luton. She is a mother of three and a speech therapist, and she's also a scholarship parent, and she's going to tell us about her experience with that scholarship. Welcome to the program, Megan.
Hi there, Lisa. Thanks so much.
Well, to start, just tell me a little bit about yourself, your family, your kids, their names, ages, what grades they're in, if they're old enough, and what their interests are.
Sure, of course. I'd love to. My name's Megan Luton, and I am a speech therapist. I work for Duval County Schools, and my husband's name is Jameson. He is a nurse, and he works at a hospital in an ICU. We have three young children. So our oldest, Ellie, just started kindergarten this year, and then we have a three-year-old named Julia. And then we have a seven-month-old named Patrick. So our two little ones are in daycare and preschool. And then, like I said, Ellie just started kindergarten. And they are sweet and wonderful and keep us really, really very busy. So we have a lot of fun.
I'm going to say you are a busy woman.
Yes, ma'am.
What school does Ellie attend?
Ellie goes to Holy Family Catholic School.
Did a state scholarship play a role in that?
It does. The state scholarship plays a huge role in that. So we found out this summer, thanks to the new income thresholds for the state scholarship, that we were going to be able to be eligible for it. And that was really, really huge in our decision making in sending Ellie to Catholic school. We would probably not have been able to do that had we not been eligible for the state scholarship. So we are really, really thankful for that. And, you know, it's really been such a huge blessing for our family. I can't say enough about what an impact that's had on our life.
What was it for you and your husband, for your first school age child, well, really all your kids, to have a Catholic education?
So there was a lot of things that played into that decision and that hope and kind of dream that we had that they would be able to go to Catholic school. My husband and I both went to Catholic school. We grew up and we had a Catholic education. Our faith is, of course, very important to us. But, you know, we are lucky in Jacksonville. We have a lot of school choice options. There's a lot of charter schools here. Our public school system has a lot of good schools as well. So we really took time to look at all of our options for Ellie and going to kindergarten, and we really thought about her as a child and what her needs were. So the first thing that, of course, we looked at was our neighborhood public elementary school. And what we realized is that it was a very big school. It had, I think, seven kindergarten classes. And when we visited, you know, it was just very overwhelming. And Ellie is a kid that thrives on routine. She thrives on being in an environment where she feels comfortable, where she knows people, where she knows she's safe. She's had some issues with anxiety over the years. And so transitions tend to be very hard for her. And she had been at the same preschool since she was one. So we always knew that kindergarten was going to be a hard transition. And it was something that we had been thinking about really for a couple years, just knowing that a big change was coming for her. And so we kind of rolled out our neighborhood school because it just seemed too big. We didn't know anybody. She didn't know anybody going. And so we thought that that would just be too big of a change for her. So we looked at a couple of charter schools and actually applied to them. And she did not get in to either of those charter schools through the lottery system. And so that was not an option. And so then we started looking at whether or not we would be able to pay for Catholic education. We visited her current school, which is Holy Family, and we, of course, fell in love with it. It was just such a sweet, loving, small, nurturing environment, and we knew that Ellie would thrive there. So we started looking at different ways that we could possibly pay for it, and it just, the numbers weren't adding up with our other two in daycare, because daycare is very expensive. And so we started looking at whether or not I could stop working, but I hold the benefits for our family. And so we didn't really think that that was going to be an option. And so we weren't really sure what we were going to do. And then all of a sudden, the new laws passed for the Step Up Scholarship. And we heard about it and we found out and we were really excited and we applied. And we had, in the meantime, we had applied for Holy Family. We paid the registration fee, just hoping that we would qualify for the scholarship. And we found out, I think, in July that we did. So it was great news for us.
Well, that is great. How did you find out about the scholarship? Did you, and the income change? Did you read about it in the media or?
We actually have some friends that were on Step Up before, and we have a lot of friends that are military families because. We live in Jacksonville, and there's a lot of military families here. So we have some friends that are military families that had found, somehow they had found out about the new military scholarship. And so they were telling us about the laws and how they were changing and that we should look into it. And so we did. And, you know, it was, I think that we hadn't found out that the law was going to pass until the summer. So, you know, we had went ahead and applied to everything and just hoped for the best and hoped that we would make it. And like I said, we did, and we were super excited. So.
Well, that is great. I can't imagine how you must have felt when you saw that bill signing.
Yes. Yeah. It was very exciting for us. And, you know, like I said, I really don't know that we would have been able to send Ellie to the school she's in with without it. And so it really was absolutely life changing for our family. And she's doing great at her school. She's doing great in kindergarten. You know, we're so blessed because she has cousins there that go to the school. So they carpool together, which is huge for her because, again, it was just such a big transition. For her, and just being able to go in the mornings with, you know, people she knows and having other families there that we're friends with. She's very comfortable and she's thriving there. It's such a great environment.
What about Holy Family makes it the best fit for her educationally?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question. So it's a small school. There's two kindergarten classes with about, I think, around 20 kids in each class. So that's really nice. And of course, the faith is instilled in her education all day, every day, which is really important to her. It was so sweet. They were going on their first field trip recently. And I emailed her teacher and a couple nights before, and I said, you know, Ellie's really having some anxiety about the field trip. She was very nervous about riding the bus. And dad got to go on the field trip, so that helped, but he did not get to ride the bus. So the bus was a whole big thing with Ellie. She was so nervous about it because she'd never been on a school bus before. She was so worried about it. So I emailed the teacher, you know, this, and I just said, I wanted to let you know, that she's really worried. Maybe she can sit with you on the bus, whatever, whatever. And the teacher wrote right back and she said, don't worry about Ellie. We are going to, you know, say some prayers right before we get on the bus. And that always calms Ellie right down when we have our prayer time, and I'll make sure I'm there with her and she can sit with me if she wants to. And just very reassuring. And you know, it's just, I think for Ellie, she knows every teacher already. And, you know, the year just started, every teacher knows her. And so there's always someone there that she can go to, that she feels safe with, that she feels comfortable with. And that's really big for us. You know, that it's just so wonderful that she has that small kind of close knit community and feeling where everybody knows everybody and where we know that she's safe and she feels safe.
What's her favorite thing to study right now?
She's very proud of herself because she is learning to read, of course. So that's huge. That, I mean, that's the big kindergarten thing, of course, is that, you know, if they read five of their little books, they get a free pizza from Pizza Hut. And so I think that's what she's most excited about is that that's really starting to click for her, putting those letter sounds together and starting to read things. And, you know, she'll pick up a book at the house and she'll kind of look through and she'll say, "Mom, I can read these words. I can read these words in this book." And so that's just really exciting for her. She's really soaking that up. But it's cute, too, to hear her kind of talk about her day. You know, she'll say, "Oh, today in social studies, we did blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, how does she even know the terminology social studies? That's so funny. But, you know, they call their subjects the you know, those big kid words. And so she's really liking the learning. And it's good. Her classroom is very structured, which is really good for her. You know, the school, of course, has like a school-wide behavioral system that I think is very complicated. It's like six levels. It goes from green to red, you know. But for Ellie, the kind of kid she is, it's very concrete. And she knows her expectations and she knows what she's supposed to do. And she can see it. It's very visual. It's there in the front of the classroom. So she knows whether or not she's doing a good job and she's doing what she's supposed to be doing. So that's been a really good benefit for her as well.
Well, the way the law is written, because Ellie has qualified, her siblings will also qualify.
Yes, that is also life-changing for us. It's huge. So, I mean, we are excited and we hope to stay there, you know, through her school goes through eighth grade. So, you know, praise God, we're so lucky for that. And we're excited about each step of the journey because we've met a lot of families there and everybody's positive and everybody's happy. And it's really just so wonderful.
What would it be like if you didn't have this scholarship, you know, having three children and wanting to provide a Catholic education for all of those children?
Honestly, I'm not sure what we would have done had we not gotten the scholarship this summer. Like, we just as a family, you know, we really prayed for it and we really hoped for it. And I don't know if we would have ended up just sending her to the public school and hoping for the best, or if we would have tried to, you know, cut things out and make sacrifices. It's possible that I would have had to stop working, because then we wouldn't have had to pay for the daycare, which is a huge expense for us. But, I absolutely love my job. I work, with preschool children. I work with children with autism. I work with children that are very sick and homebound, that are too sick to go to preschool programs because they have trachs and feeding tubes and are on oxygen and are immunocompromised. And I work with families in their homes and preschools. And I think that I have a big impact on the lives of children, and I thrive on working and on helping families and children learn to communicate. And so I think that if we weren't able to get the scholarship, I may have had to stop working, which would have been really sad. And I think just kind of tragic, you know, it would have been a very negative thing that would have happened in our life. So thanks to the scholarship, again, I'm able to keep working. My husband is actually in school right now. He's a nurse, and he's in nurse practitioner school. And he has had kind of a rough couple of years because, of course, he works at a hospital, and with the pandemic, things have just been really stressful and really crazy. They're a lot better now, but this summer and, you know, last year was pretty rough. And so, you know, I think being able to have this wonderful thing in our life has just made everybody think, okay, we can do this. We can get through this, you know, we can continue on. And so, like I said, our life definitely would have looked different. I'm not exactly sure how, but it would have been much more stressful in one way or another. So.